The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The world is a complicated place. You need someone to expose the political fakers, fixers, and takers, and to cut through the mindless chatter and misdirection to help you make sense of it all. That person is Dan Proft, and this is The Dan Proft Show.
Welcome back to The Dan Proft Show. Last June, before a Senate subcommittee, our friend and colleague Dennis Prager testified about the influence of big tech on our politics and our culture. So did Dr. Robert Epstein, who's a senior research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research, Harvard trained. This was one of the more jarring exchanges and frankly underreported exchanges of all the testimony that was offered about the power of big tech to influence our politics.
The number one financial supporter of the Hillary Clinton campaign in the 2016 election was the parent company of Google, Alphabet, who was our first witness. They were her number one financial donor, and your testimony is, through their deceptive search methods, they moved 2.6 million votes in her direction. I would think anybody, whether or not you favor one candidate or another, should be deeply dismayed about a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires having that much power over our elections to silently and deceptively shift vote outcomes.
Again, with respect, I must correct you. The 2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million, depending on how aggressively they used the techniques that I've been studying now for 6.5 years.
2.6 to 10 million. In 2016, Professor Epstein went on to say, that if big tech companies got together in 2020, they could move 15 million votes based on the 6 years of research, 6.5 years of research he's done tracking Google and how these big tech companies work. And what's the conversation been in the last week? All about how Facebook is part of the right wing echo chamber, thus Hillary Clinton's criticism over the weekend. For more on this, we're pleased to be joined by the aforesaid Dr. Robert Epstein, senior research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology, former editor-in-chief of Psychology Today. Dr. Epstein, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It's a big statement you made back in the summer of last year based on your research, and you made an even bigger one the end of last month, basically saying that Republicans can't win. President Trump cannot win in 2020 because of the influence that big tech is likely to impose.
That's correct, because there are just so many votes that they can shift, and they can do it in a way that is basically subliminal, so people can't see what they're doing. And they can do it in a way that uses ephemeral content. That's what they call it internally at Google, ephemeral experiences or ephemeral content, which means content that's just kind of generated on the fly just for you, like search results or news feeds, not stored anywhere. So no authorities can go back in time and figure out what they were showing people. So they have tremendous power to shift votes invisibly and in a way that no authority can trace.
You are right about those ephemeral experiences that you've done controlled double-blind experiments to try to measure their persuasive capacity. And what did you find?
The first effect I found, which is way back in 2013 now, SEM, search engine manipulation effect, that can easily shift at least 20% of undecided voters up to 80% in some demographic groups. And that's biased search results. People can't see the bias in search results. But when there is bias, meaning high-ranking search results linked to a web page that makes one candidate look better than the other, that has a tremendous impact on undecided voters because they trust Google. They trust what's higher in search results. SEM is one of only about a dozen techniques that I discovered like this. We're currently studying and quantifying one we call YME, which is the YouTube manipulation effect. I think this is going to prove to be even more powerful than the impact of biased search results.
And you, I should hasten to add, you were a Hillary Clinton voter in 2016. Your You're not a conservative. You're not a Republican. Why aren't you happy about this, tilting the playing field to the advantage of candidates of your choosing?
Because I believe that there are bigger issues here than any party or candidate. There are much bigger issues here. I believe in America. I believe in democracy. I believe in the free and fair election. I don't want democracy undermined by a handful of private companies in Silicon Valley. And these companies are impacting opinions, votes, attitudes, beliefs, purchases, not just in the United States, but around the world. Almost every country in the world depends on these same companies, mainly Google and Facebook. And these techniques are being used to subvert democracy and even human autonomy around the world. That's why I'm speaking out.
All the talk still of Russian interference in the 2016 election, some misreporting recently about efforts to interfere in the 2020 election and whose scale they were trying to put their finger on, both in the primary as well as the general election. You find that all to be misdirectional in nature?
Absolutely. I mean, look, I don't think we should allow Russia to shift, you know, even one vote
right
in our elections.
Right.
But the fact is they have very, very little power to shift more than a few thousand votes here and there, whereas the tech companies themselves can shift millions of votes. You see, a company like Russia or maybe China or a company like Cambridge Analytica, all they can do is try to throw some content at us. You know, post some content on the internet, fake websites, ads, whatever it is. But content doesn't matter anymore. All that matters is who determines what content we see or don't see, and who determines the order in which content is presented. And that filtering and ordering is done by Google, and to a lesser extent, Facebook, and to a much lesser extent, Twitter. That's where the power is to shift votes and rig elections.
Are all three of those behemoths in the same business? Because they're certainly presenting differently to the public. Google is almost unabashed, as you're describing, in saying we need to prevent what happened in 2016, meaning from happening in 2020, meaning Trump's election. Facebook, Zuckerberg, saying, you know, we don't want to be in the censorship business, is trying to sort of play it straight, at least public perception wise. And Twitter says, you know, they don't want any political advertising. They don't want to be in that arena at all.
You just have to look at the donation patterns for all three companies. In fact, almost every single tech company in Silicon Valley, somewhere between 95% and 97% of donations go to Democrats. In some cases, we also have whistleblowers. We have them from both Google and Facebook. And they're confirming what the donation patterns tell us, mm-hmm. which is these companies are leaning heavily to the left, as I tend to lean, by the way, and everyone in my family does too. Again, I should be cheering these companies for what they're doing for basically undermining democracy. But I can't. I won't cheer them. I won't allow them to do this. None of us should allow them to do what they're doing. No company should have this kind of power. Literally, in this upcoming election, to shift 15 million votes with people unaware that this is happening, using subliminal techniques, using ephemeral experiences that don't leave a paper trail. I mean, this is a much bigger problem than who the next president is. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not trying to get him reelected, but I am trying to restore the free and fair election. There is a way to do it, as I've explained in recent articles. That's by setting up a very aggressive monitoring system. In other words, by doing to them what they do to us 24/7, by monitoring them very aggressively and catching them showing biased material, for example, or catching them using some sort of manipulation and then reporting it day by day.
You want them to disclose the algorithms that produce their search results, yes?
No, absolutely not. In fact, disclosing their algorithms would tell us nothing because algorithms are completely opaque, even to programmers. I know because I am one. No, what we have to do is what I've done on a smaller scale in 2016 and 2018. That is, we have to look over the shoulders of real users, thousands of them around the country, with their permission, of course, just like the Nielsen company you know, monitors the
viewing
television
habits.
Watching
yeah, yeah.
of exact families. We have to have these, we call them field agents around the country, whom we've equipped with special software that allows us to see what these companies are showing them. We have to aggregate the data in real time, 24/7. We have to report shenanigans, irregularities to the Federal Election Commission, to the media, to members of Congress. And these companies, if we do this, will back off. And we'll detect it when they're backing off, and then we will have the usual free and fair election, as free and fair as it ever is anyway.
He is Dr. Robert Epstein. He's a senior research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology, former editor-in-chief of Psychology Today, and again, to help support his research, mygoogleresearch.com is the website, mygoogleresearch.com. Dr. Epstein, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Take care.
Grab a good seat and sharpen your pencils. Class is in session with Professor Dan Proft and the Dan Proft Show.